Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Chew 99 on Blog Talk Radio, and that's CHEW 99 here on Blog Talk Radio. Last episode of Chew Radio, we featured the band Sweet Lucy at Frankie and Johnny's live in 1991, and I have some other footage that I actually found on YouTube with the drummer Steve Jacobson's profile, and I don't think he realized what was going on with that particular file. And so the last episode, I brought this up to the to attention of everybody. Bed bugs. What's it about, Steve? Well, it's time to listen to find out what it's all about.
Who's drinking out there? Where are all the fucking alcoholic beer parties on a Friday night in the crowd now? Yeah, cheers. All right. Would like to do something that's off our debut album? EP thing? The intro, right? This is a song entitled Dinner is Out, people.
So it's not like he's trying to be sweet.
Well, we got work to do.
We interrupt this program for an emergency announcement about bed bugs. Really? You know, one of the issues of television recording and recording at home is sometimes you record over a VHS file that you've wanted to keep, and you don't realize that this has happened. And I'm sure that Steve did not realize what had happened, but yes, we have a bed bug commercial right in the middle of Dirty Love, performed by Sweet Lucy at the North Center Inn. Now, I find it quite amusing because of the fact that we talk about sources of sounds for musicians, but hardly ever do we talk about video source for the video editor. We can only deal with what we have. There's another issue with this. I do believe that there was some sort of thing going on at the North Center Inn when this particular song was recorded. I sort of remember it as maybe one of the beer taps was going off, and you hear this loud whistling, and you know it is annoying, and you try to get that sound out, and all that it does is it causes a resonant filter to not want to push the volume as high as normalization of the audio file. Now, this is really educational, and I think maybe in the near future, I might get someone to talk about this that's also a sound man and a musician. Maybe this will be a surprise. But I want to get back to Dirty Love. We'll finish it off. You'll see what I mean about the volume in comparison to the other videos and audio that we've done on Blog Talk and YouTube for 299 Radio. So, back to Dirty Love. Audio that we've done on Blog Talk Will you stand by? I want to thank everybody for understanding about today's show. It is very difficult to actually put on both a radio show and a video broadcast where it can be informative, educational, and perhaps even funny. You know, bed bugs? What else could have been on that video? You don't know. And could Steve have handed this over to a guy to process into a digital form and the guy never got it? I think it's actually quite amusing, and I think that the guys in the band would appreciate it when we put together some of our video footage from the past and in the future. You know, everybody else is involved in other projects. Like Steve, I know, is with the Icons Tribute to Kiss out of Canada, and Gil is doing his own thing, and, you know, Daryl not only is a fine bass player, he ended up working with the Matthew Good Band and several other bands as both a stage technician. He was Triple Charger's sound man, and he did quite a bit. Perhaps maybe I might ask him to do something for this project. Now, I know that James Todd has not been too active, and we want to give a big shout out to everybody that has been involved in the Sweet Lucy project throughout its history. And as a tribute to Grant Wade, who Gil and Greg Cox have both played with, I want to give this to him in memory to my friends in Sweet Lucy, because Grant Wade was a very fabulous drummer and part of the Canadian Calgary music scene. So, till next time, Merry Christmas from CHEW Radio. Good night.